Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Monday, the 29th of December. And I'm recording at 10:28 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. And right at the outset, let me just say, I hope that you had an exceptionally enjoyable, comforting, comfortable, relaxing Christmas period and whatever other holiday celebrations you may have been enjoying. Now, here we are in the last three trading days, the first of the last three trading days of the year. So, how did it go in here today? Well, we had a small decline, 0.5% for the Japanese Nikkei index in here today. That was one of the softer performances in the Asia Pacific markets, which were overall generally steady. Good performance here by the Hong Kong Hang Seng index, which still sells at it's moved back to 10 times earnings and has a 3.8% yield, so the valuation is still attractive. But this surged 1.82% in here today, taking it back to 23,773. Now, just above 24,000, we have the highs that we saw from the October really through November period, and well, they're within reach now, and I like the way this market is currently performing, and I especially like the valuations overall. The Shanghai Composite Index reached a new recovery high, then closed off that high. It still closed with a modest gain, up a third of a percentage point in here today, but that was well off the intraday high, and it has seen a similar gain here relative to within a somewhat more choppy range. But it's seen a similar gain relative to two earlier rallies, which were then followed by reaction phases. But those reaction phases also encountered higher lows, or formed higher lows. So what I'm saying is that we're in a slightly more volatile but still bullish overall pattern, which is slightly overbought here in the short term. I'm not going to sell any of my China positions in here, which range from the Hong Kong market to now back in recovery to the Shanghai Composite, which is the year's outstanding performer. And it is currently up in U.S. dollar terms 45.75%. And that has spanked India in turn by nearly 20 points in terms of the overall year-end gain. So impressive stuff indeed. And other markets, Taiwan, which also cheap, this has had a good gain, 0.75 percentage point in here today. The Hang Seng China Enterprise Index outstanding, up nearly 4%. Here, so all the China boxes ticking in here today, with the exception of the Shenzhen Composite Index, which was lower. South Korea lower by a percentage point. Australia has been rebounding quite strongly. It was a serial underperformer for a while, but gained 1.47% today. India firmer, up over 0.5% today, and following several days during which that market was closed. But also Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia higher, while Thailand was down four-fifths of a percentage point here today. In the European markets, when I get my screens sorted out here, we just a moment, and in the European markets, we had mostly gains. The two decliners on the day were the Italian MIB index down 1.15%, and also IBEX, the Spanish market, down 4/5 of a percentage point. The others showing modest gains, quite modest gains. The FTSE 100 was up a third of a percentage point here overall. France, half a percentage point. Sweden, half a percentage point, but so quite very modest gains. Europe was concerned by the Greek situation, which is going to lead to an important election. I think it's on the 27th of January, and a lot of uncertainty really surrounding that. And I think Europe also has the shadow of developments in Russia. Russia was quite weak in here today, and a downward dynamic really checking what had been the very good rally that it had seen since the big currency intervention. Well, it was really a major hike in interest rates, I think, that put a floor under the ruble. But the ruble weakened in here today along with the stock market. And I'll put it this way, Russia's problems are far, far from over. And that's possibly going to be the biggest risk going into the new year. Well, we hope it doesn't cause a lot of problems outside of Russia, but it is a concern. Obviously, I've talked about it enough over this year, and you've certainly seen it all in the newspapers. So you'll be very familiar with all of that story. Now, Wall Street, the Dow was down a tiny fraction, the S&P up a similarly tiny fraction. I think this is going to mean, though, that this gain in here today will mean that the S&P index will close the year without having seen a three consecutive daily downward move throughout the entire year. That is guaranteed because there are only two more trading days, and as I say, it was up just a tiny fraction in here today. But that's an impressive statistic. Apparently, that has never happened before. But Wall Street basically flat in here today. Canada up a third of a point, Mexico slightly better than that, and Brazil 9/10 of a percentage point overall. Now, in government bonds, we had that U.S. 10-year, well, they're mostly softer. The exceptions are Greece, that yield approaching the 10% level, and 10-year Greek bond, that is. And we have the German 10-year bond. I think it's 0.55, just over a half a percentage point yield. The U.S. 10-year slipped briefly just below the 2.20 level, closed fractionally above that, but down on the day. In currencies, we saw the dollar index push higher. The dollar was just strong generally against most currencies. This was a new high for the dollar index. It's up at 90.178, And that, I think, is going to be a little bit of a headwind here in the year if that does not pull back, because it's been a very sharp recovery, albeit from quite a low level for the US dollar overall. But I haven't heard of any US exporters complaining about this at this stage, which is interesting. And I hope to spot it when we do start to hear some complaints, because I think the Fed might well be sensitive to that, or on the lookout for that. And what about some of these other currencies in here? Well, the Chinese renminbi and the Indian rupee both weakened a little bit against the greenback in here today. The Australian dollar did not in here today. It's virtually unchanged. The euro now is is reasonably steady, 1.2159 on the day. I think this is partly quiet seasonal activity in here. And sterling is at 1.5522. So not much going on there overall. Now, in the commodity markets, well, the eyebrow raiser in here today was the turnaround in oil contracts, because we had new 5-year lows for both the WTI and also Brent crude. And the WTI, just giving you an idea here, this had a high of 55.74, so it was a reasonable gain earlier in the day, and then it slumped down to 52.90 before closing at 53.76. That's down 97 cents on the day. It's still trading here after hours. Now, the more important Brent contract, that closed, or it's lost traded, I should say, this evening at $57.89. That's down $1.56 on the day, and that had a high of over 60 this morning, 60.43. And its low was about half a dollar lower at 57.37. So 57.89 lost trade. That's just going to put more pressure again on these oil companies. And it shows, I think we had, was it 7 or 8, either 7 or 8 days just sideways in a narrow range, nothing approaching an upward dynamic. It's just a temporary steadying here, but then today's downward break, and to offset that, to because that indicates vulnerability, susceptibility to additional weakness, and to negate that, we would have to see a clear upward dynamic tomorrow. But I'm not holding my breath. As far as that is concerned, although I think that, and I'm on record as saying that I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see these crude oil prices for, well, basis. I think my basis point on this was for Brent bottoming out in this $50 region. But this late close is going to be bad news here for most producers, and the ones that are in real trouble, as you know, well, from Russia to Venezuela. Okay, and precious metals, a little bit of weakness in the palladium, down to 809.85. That's down $8.75. Silver got clipped. It was firm this morning, up at 16.195. but then reversed all of that, and it's the closing settlement price here was at $15.74, 1574, a level which has been reached on a number of occasions here recently. Platinum down another, well, no, it was strong on last Friday, but platinum down at $17.50 to 1201. Gold bullion is at $1,183 as I speak. So that's a soft performance, quite obviously. The grains and beans, well, we had soybeans and corn a little bit lower, and wheat a little bit higher in here today. I'm not aware of any other significant moves in these. Copper was weak this morning, but then closed with a modest gain. But it's still it's a serial underperformer, and it'll need to have a sharp rebound to signal a failed downside break. But currently trading after hours at 281 cents, $2.81. And what else? That's pretty much it here today. So only 2 more days to go before the Happy New Year. Okay, all the very best to all of you.